All right, Doug, thanks for taking the time to join us here as the Bills get set for training camp, which is fast approaching. Do you feel settled yet in your GM role?
I don't think in this role you can ever feel settled, especially as a rookie, I guess you can say. But I just take every day as a new day and try to attack it the best way I can.
You've got your staff in place now. You made a couple of new additions in Jim Monas and Kelvin Fisher. Now, is it just about getting to work on that side of the building, or is there some feeling out between the new additions, considering the roles they're in, and the current staff?
I think it's a little bit of both. I do believe they it's a little more of them filling out and getting to know our team, but a lot of it's in place of how we want to attack the scouting process for next year.
After watching and no doubt reviewing a lot of the practice tape from the spring practices, what are your initial impressions about what the coaching staff has been able to do with this roster?
I believe that this coaching staff has done a lot with this roster in the terms of competition. I think the guys have fully bought into what the coaches are selling, and it's all about accountability and being competitive and buying into the system of we're all in this together, and we all have a unique set of goals, and that's to win.
The talent you brought in with this year's draft class has appeared to blend in and not look out of place on the practice field. And I know it's not real football just yet, but how confident are you that a good portion of this year's draft class could make significant contributions in 2013?
We're very confident, and that's encouraging. And obviously, like you said, it's shorts and T-shirts, and you really can't really be totally confident, but it's always a good step and a first step to show that they don't look out of place.
At the same time, there is a lot here that's new.
Right.
I mean, including yourself
Correct.
And your new role. You were already part of one rebuilding effort, per se, you know, with Buddy here back in 2010. Now another is beginning, you know,
Right.
so to speak. In what ways do you think this one might be different from the last?
I think that this one, because we have a lot of pieces in place, and what we're doing now is building the depth in the roster, so you're not rebuilding. We want to be able to reload, and I think that's where that there's a little bit of a difference, and we got a nice base set, and we're just trying to add to that base.
Okay. So do you think the potential exists for a quicker turnaround this time?
That's to be seen, but there's obviously there's going to be some growing pains, especially with a new coaching staff.
Right.
But we think the talent level, we've increased that, so we have a better chance of a quicker turnaround.
Okay.
But there's no guarantees right. in this business.
A winning record in the division has proven difficult. How do you feel you and the personnel staff have best positioned the Bills to better compete with the rest of the AFC East?
I think what we've done with the additions, especially on defense, we want to be able to match. Obviously, there's no doubt about it. New England is the top of the division. And to make the playoffs, you have to win the division. And what we've done defensively with the additions, it helps us be able to compete with those guys better. And well, obviously, with the rest of the division. So we feel very confident with the additions we've done, not only with the coaching staff, but with the personnel. We have a very good chance to compete.
I think C.J. Spiller would be productive in any offense.
Right.
But pairing him with Coach Hackett and Coach Marone's offense, how special could C.J. be this year?
I think the sky's the limit for this guy. I do believe that the coaching staff is going to accentuate everything that is positive about C.J.'s game and actually put it on showcase. I think... I can't tell you how many. They're not going to sit there and say there's an X number of touches that he's going to get, but I think he's going to be a focal point of our offense.
How would you assess the cornerback position? And the reason I ask this is because we've got Leotis McKelvin coming off groin surgery. not going to do anything fully until training camp in terms of the practice setting. Aaron Williams is kind of making a transition to safety. You've got Ron Brooks and Justin Rogers who have some experience on the field, but they're a little bit smaller. I don't know if you might see him as an ideal slot fit as opposed to out on the boundary. So how do you look at the cornerback position with all of those factors in there?
Well, I think if you look at Gilmore, and you've been around the practices this spring, he's made a leap from year one to year two, and that's very encouraging. Anytime you see a rookie going into the second year make that and not step into that sophomore slump, but make it a transition and make it an improvement, that's always a positive. Leotis has been here for a year. We're expecting good things from him. Now, like you said, Brooks and Rogers, those guys are going to compete for that nickel role. And then we got some young guys coming in, Nicole Roby, those guys. I believe when you have at least 3 to 4 guys, you're going to need those guys, barring injury. Hopefully you don't need 4, but if you have 4, and you have a good chance to compete, especially in this division.
Through the course of the spring, Kyle Williams was moving pretty well on the side in some drills with trainers. He's coming off a similar surgery for a second straight year. Are you confident that he's going to bounce back much like he did in 2012?
We have no doubt about it. He is an incredible person, not only on the field but off the field. So he's attacking his rehab just like he attacks people on the field. So we are completely confident that this guy will be back to form in training camp and the first day of practice.
Now, we've seen rookie quarterbacks start right away and have success, last year being a prime example. We've also seen quarterbacks sit a bit and learn and then flourish when they get on the field. Aaron Rodgers is a name that comes to mind. Is there a philosophy to subscribe to there that's best, and does EJ fall into one of those philosophies?
I think the philosophy is it's a case-by-case basis, and if he's ready and he wins the job, then you go full throttle with him. If he's not, then we have Kevin Cobb in place, and then we just go with that. So I think, again, it's no set subscribe. This is the best way to do it. In this business, the information makes the decision, and we'll go out there, let him compete, and if he wins the job, then we'll go with him.
And Doug, some good news. You get the whole draft class under contract with EJ signing his deal. Just the settling feeling that provides, knowing going into camp you're going to have everybody.
It's a great settling feeling, knowing that we're going into the vacation period, which is usually short for us in this business. But knowing that we can just go into camp with no worries, everything's full go, and just onward and upward. We're just excited.
Doug, as always, thanks for the time. We look forward to seeing you at training camp.
I appreciate it, Chris. We'll see you then.